So I'd like to speak about the halachas of tzitzis for a moment. The halacha that comes up very often, certainly from my perspective, sitting in the office here in shul, oftentimes people drop off their tzitzis in our genizin, our shemas box. So what's the halacha about putting tzitzis, talesim, talitos, depending on how you pronounce it, or the strings thereof, in shemas or not in shemas? So the Shulchan Aruch says the following. The Shulchan Aruch says, once strings of tzitzis have become disattached from a beged, you're allowed to throw them in the garbage. Let's just clarify, what does the word garbage mean? The garbage means dirty, messy, smelly. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Why? Because we know that there are different types of categories of items that we use. We have Tashmishei Kedusha, which are things that are used for anything related to the Sefer Torah, like a mantle, a bima cover, a gartel, and there's Tashmishei Mitzvah. Tashmishei Kedusha need to be buried, so therefore a gartel for a Sefer Torah, a mantle for a Sefer Torah, a tefillin bag, tefillin box, those need to be buried. Those are Shemus, Ramah, Shemus. As opposed to Tashmishei Mitzvah, which are mitzvah items, not related to a Sefer Torah or something that has stam in it. So, like a talis and a shofar and a lulav and schach and the like, those do not require geniza, don't have to be put into Shemus. Aval, says the Shulchan Aruch, kol zman shem kvuim betalis, as long as the strings are still attached to the talis, they have their mitzvah status to them, and therefore they shouldn't be used for some other use, for example, to tie something, because that's bizui mitzvah. So while it's still in a mitzvah mode, it's still attached, the strings are attached to the beged, you can't use it to tie, I don't know, you're tying your shoe, you can't, that doesn't work so well. You need to tie something in your house, you need to tie something close, you say, oh, I have a talis here, I have an old pair of tzitzis, let me just pull it over here and I'll use the strings while they're still attached to tie whatever I need together. That would not be okay. But once they're disattached, you could throw it out in the dirty, stinky garbage. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Now, the Ramah comes and says, V'yesh omrim, some say that la'acha shenifsiku, after they were disattached and you have the strings in your hand, ein l'nehog behem minag bizayin, you can't throw them out in an ashpa, like the Shulchan Aruch permitted. You can't throw them in a disgusting place. Rather, you could discard them, but not in an ugly place. But they don't need geniza. So what would you do? Nowadays, I'd say you'd wrap them up in a bag that, let's say, is not see-through bag, not a fruit bag from the fruit stores, but rather like a plastic bag from a shopping bag from a store. And then you could dispose of it, you know, in a garbage, because that's, you know, a little more, you know, you're not throwing it to the garbage just like that in a way that will be nispaza, but you certainly don't have to put it into Shemus. Continues the Ramah. We're now to the third opinion. The Shulchan Aruch says, do whatever you want with it, it's garbage. The Ramah said, the strings, when they become disattached, you shouldn't throw them out, but you don't have to put them in Shemus. And now a third opinion, V'yesh medaktikin, Legonzan, the Ramah says there are those who are medaktik to put the strings after they're disattached from a talis or a tzitzis to put them in Shemus. V'amachmir, medaktik mitzvahs, tavalav bracha. It's a nice thing to do. It's a nice thing to do if you can, and it's available, and it's convenient, and you're able to do it to indeed put the strings of the disattached tzitzis and talesim into Shemus itself. That's not referring to the beged, that's referring to the strings that have become disattached. That's what the Shulchan Aruch. So we have three opinions, the Mechaber, and the Ramah says two Yesh Omrims that says, but ideally, one could put the tzitzios into Shemus. Mikra, then it seems like the Shulchan Aruch is right, you can just throw it out if you want, but there's room to be Machmir. Comes the Mishnah Berurah and adds the following. One second. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Ma'aril, who says that there's a nice thing, and I'm sure some of you have heard about this or done it yourselves, that let's say you have tzitzis that are disattached, so you don't want to, instead of throwing them out, or instead of putting them in Shemus, as Ramah says, is ideal, something even better. Use it in your Sfarim as a bookmark. That's even better. Yoniach ha-tzitzis besoch ha-sefer l'simen, meaning as a bookmark. We'll do some other mitzvahs. Why? Because we always like taking an item that was used for mitzvah and recycling it for another mitzvah purpose. Now here there's a misunderstanding that often happens. People misunderstand this to mean that if you have a corner of a talis that was disattached, so better not to get rid of it, better to put it inside a sefer. That's not what it said. It says that if you have a use that you could repurpose it to a better use, instead of throwing it out where there's no use, or discarding or even putting a chance where there's no use, if you could elevate and sublimate it to a higher use such that it will hold the place of whatever daf you're up to in the daf yomi, that's what's preferable. But just to, you don't want to throw it out, so you're going to keep it in a sefer, you know what you just did? You lowered the kedusha of the sefer. You're using the sefer as a holding place, as a receptacle for your extra discarded piece of tzitzit string. That's designed for the sefer. You hear that? You know what it's like? It's like in yeshiva, when you wanted to take, when we took notes in shir, we wanted to have a piece of loose leaf paper to take notes on. So where would you keep your pieces of paper that are not yet written on? Inside your gemara, because then it's available for you. That's not really great, because you're using your gemara as a folder to protect your paper. That's not proper. We all did it because that was just so convenient. But that's after you write notes on it, okay, it's a different story. But to put a clean piece of paper, it's not great to put that. So here too, if you have a piece of string from the tzitzis that you're keeping in the sefer just to hold it, that's being mevazeh of the sefer. And you're not uplifting the tzitzis. So this halacha is only directed with the halacha means that you're supposed to put in the sefer is if you really have a sefer that you learn from, that you want to keep a certain place, like the page that you're up to in Daf Yomi, then this is a great place to use as your, instead of using as some other kind of piece of fabric or some or a tissue or some random bill that you got from PSEG. So use the tzitzis to tell yourself where you're up to so you can repurpose and elevate, sublimate the tzitzis to some productive use, l'shem Talmud Torah.